Good morning, and welcome back to another edition of the Summer Staycation Interview Series with NWD Tourism. Today, I'm speaking to one of the owners of Copper House, Mark Henry. Mark, how are you doing today?
I'm doing great, Taylor. Thank you.
Awesome.
It's Tyler, isn't it?
Yeah, it's all right. Taylor. Well, it's with a T. So let me start first by asking you, how long have you kind of been involved with Copper House?
Well, we opened Copper House in the spring 2 years ago. So that's about how long, and about a year in advance of planning. So.
It probably feels a lot shorter for you, doesn't it?
Time goes when you're having fun.
Yeah. So maybe if people like aren't aware, you guys actually opened up for phase two recently. Do you want to kind of let us know what that entails?
Yeah, definitely. We did open up for phase two. The lounge and the patio are open. We have an expanded patio as of recently. And 4 o'clock onwards, although we are open for brunch this coming Sunday, which is exciting for a lot of our guests who've been prodding us to get open for brunch. So we're excited that 11 o'clock on Sunday we'll be offering brunch for the first time. 11 till 2.
Yeah, actually, Copper House was the first place I've actually ate inside of since this whole pandemic started. I went there for my anniversary the week, and I'll just say getting to sit in a restaurant again did feel weird. it was like, oh, wow, I'm sitting in someplace. But yeah, actually, with the pandemic. Yeah,
that's interesting. You know, that is the feeling that almost everybody has. And you can tell when it's somebody's first time because you walk over to the table and they're just giddy. They're like kids.
It did feel like that.
When somebody comes in and says it's my birthday or it's my anniversary, that's an incredible honor for us to be chosen to host somebody's event like that. So thank you.
Thank you for thanking me. So going into that, you opening again for phase two, you guys actually still tried to keep open and giving people food as much as you could while people couldn't sit in restaurants. You kind of want to talk about like your pickup window and stuff like that?
Yeah, definitely. It was interesting. Back in March, pandemic hit, we had to close. It was interesting. We closed one business and opened up another business that had nothing to do with each other other than there was food involved. Completely different processes and big learning curve. And we're very appreciative of how Yellow Mice came together, and we're very supportive as we figured out how to offer a new service through takeout. And it's grown, and people have continued to back it even as we moved into phase two. And so that's a core part of our business right now is takeout. One of the things that we've done just to ensure that our values are met is that all our packaging is 100% compostable. So please, when you do pick up, please compost and dispose of responsibly.
And actually, along with the pickup and stuff like that, you were telling me before we started, there's actually places now where you can get Copper House food that's not actually going to Copper House. So do you want to talk a bit about that?
Yeah, the grocery stores in town have been amazing. The independent and the co-op have both been very supportive. They've taken on our salad line and our gluten-free pizza line. And that's been a great partnership for us, and highly very appreciative of that opportunity. One of the salads that we're actually partnering with Riverside growers in Hay River. So we've created a salad that's specially formulated with their greens. So that's my kind of go-to lunch salad personally, and it's definitely flying off the shelves in the grocery store.
And you were actually mentioning how thankful you were to the community and how kind they were treating you during this time. And actually, you've gone around about it and are helping the community with stuff. Do you kind of want to talk a bit about that?
Yeah. We definitely felt community love, for sure. And there was a feeling of camaraderie within the community. One of our regulars actually made a big donation towards starting what is now the community table, which is an initiative where our fortunate guests, people that have means for being able to afford food, can buy a meal for somebody in the community less fortunate. And so we partnered with the Senior Society to be able to connect our food with them. So twice a week, We do a delivery. Senior Society does a delivery directly to seniors in need. We are looking at expanding that program funding support from our guests have been incredible, and so we are looking for additional community groups to support. So if you are involved in that, please reach out and get in contact with us.
Awesome. And to kind of close out the interview here, if people are hearing this and are interested, kind of just give your hours again, when you're open, and the pickup window and stuff like that, and drop that info again if people are interested with the community table.
Good. Yeah, hours are somewhat complicated. Best way to do it is go to the Google or our website and check out the hours for that particular day. We are somewhat constrained. Well, we are constrained in terms of our hours of operation. We're eager to get open for lunch, but limited with serving capacity right now. So if you do have server experience, we are looking to hire to expand our operation at this point. We're somewhat constrained by human resources at this point.
All right, awesome. Well, Mark, I'd like to thank you for taking the time to speak with me. And if you want to hear Mark's full interview, you can head over to myyellowknifenow.com to hear this and all the other interviews as a part of the Summer Staycation series along with NWT Tourism.